many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right, now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Turn it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Welcome. You're here live, or are you? Yes. We're here joined tonight for this holiday festive radio broadcast with Fireside Rake.
Oh, don't eat meat in the house.
No more effing Novak, of course. I can't take him another second.
Yeah.
Rabbi Roberto.
Ooh, yeah.
Ryan, are you done? Put those kittens on my thigh again. I'm fucking dickhead Deco. Oh, wait, no, not that much cursing, sorry. Freaking, and of course, lovely Bam, we are here.
What's going on? And we have Ryan Dunn here. This is his first time on the radio show. And, hey, Deco, what did you want to get off your chest?
First off, I want to get this pearl necklace off my chest. I got it for Christmas, and Christmas didn't even come yet.
Were you driving home from the King of Prussia Mall or something? You got frustrated with the Christmas traffic?
Yeah, all right. I got problems with the mall. Some fat handicapped lady tried to smash me in her mommy's minivan, which, whatever, I'm not going to get too much into that. I wanted to kill her, but I cursed her out and made sure she could read my lips. And then, those filthy people in the middle of the mall at the kiosks, you know those bastards?
Oh, yeah.
And when you walk by, they always want to touch your hands. God forbid if Novak was there and tried to touch my hands, I'd run down the hall. But they always come
Don't
up
lie.
To you. They all sound like damn Dracula. Excuse me. May I ask you a question? No, you fucking already just did. I can't stand those assholes, dude.
They sell the worst shit, too.
Can I ask you a question? Just ask it.
I know.
You just ask me a question, I'll slice your throat and send you it.
I got trapped at one of those kiosks once because of some lotion he was trying to sell. I'm like, I've never used lotion in my life, and I don't want any parts of it. But he just simply wouldn't let me go. I'm like, I don't use lotion, I never will, and I got to go now. No, just try this thing. I'm like, no, I don't use lotion, bro. My friends don't use it, I don't use it.
But you use cologne, though, right?
But Rab used it in my basement.
You know, the one person you never want to go Christmas shopping with is Bam. We go to the mall yesterday. It turns into City Walk. Remember that, Don? Remember City Walk?
I didn't want to talk about City Walk.
It happened yesterday.
I cannot go to the mall anymore.
Okay. I turn around to see 80 million 12-year-old teeny boppers screaming his name. We're going to get a lot of stuff done at the mall, a lot of Christmas shopping. We're going to be productive.
I'm sure you're on a mission.
We ended up in the bar drinking because we had to hide, so we got nothing but loaded.
At least you didn't have that security guard from freaking City Walk saying he's going to help you out.
He wasn't even a security guard. He just was an imposter. Tell us about it, Don.
Tell us about the City Walk story right after I just tell you that as soon as we walked into the mall, it was kind of dumb of us to go to the mall on Saturday as, like, it's major Christmas shopping going on. So we walk in, instantly get recognized by about 15 teeny boppers. They all start screaming my name, and they each individually want a picture. So I'm, like, trying to walk and take the photo. Meanwhile, this guy's like, ladies, we got a meeting. I'm like, what kind of meeting are we having at the King of Prussia Mall while we're Christmas shopping?
Like, he tells me. He's like, Novak, make sure that if they come up, tell them we got a meeting. So I start with the meeting, and then he makes me look like the asshole, like I'm pulling away. Because like, no, that gets cool. So I look like the fucking dipshit.
Well, who cares if you look like an asshole? You've been on heroin for 10 years, for Christ's sake.
I'll cut you a break. Now I'm not, and I have
anyway, we hide in this place called Pacific Blue. It's a sushi joint. Okay. I get noodles. I swear to God, I got a half a bite of noodles per bite, and somebody would come in new and want an autograph. And then the whole Army Navy Academy came in and all wanted pictures.
Like, so we all join up for a big picture.
Turned out to be like a sexy party.
Well, it got even sexier, Don, and you'll like this because I believe you're a little homophobic or homo sometimes. I stand on the bar.
You got that, huh?
Sometimes.
Okay.
So they all join next to him for a group photo. The whole Army Navy football team's there, and I pull my pants down on the fucking bar and put my ass right on the one guy's head for the photo.
You're on heroin again, aren't you?
I don't have any money to be.
I don't have any money.
You know what it is, though? Like, the Army Navy guys are cool, and they're cool to talk to and stuff like that, and they always love watching the show while they're, like, away, you know, but they're so, like, kind of rude, man. Like, they come up and just press the phone against my ear and they're like, talk to my nephew.
Yo, talk to my nephew at Omaha.
Yes, sir. Like, Jesus fucking
sir, yes, sir. Drop and give me 20. You got it.
I know. Like, if he would have demanded to drop and give me 20, I'd probably, oh, okay, yes, sir.
He's too scared to
talk
say
to my
no.
nephew and then drop and give me 20.
You got it, Captain.
God damn.
These guys just go home and jerk off to Full Metal Jacket all night.
They see a big fucking machete and their dick is hard.
Oh, totally. Done. Tell everybody about City Walk. City Walk is in Hollywood, and it's this place. We were staying at the Hilton, so the only place to go eat food was in City Walk.
No.
And Dunn loves no attention at all, so what happens?
Not the only place to eat.
First of all, Dunn only likes dive bars with three Hessians in there, and hopefully they're pagan bikers.
And won't talk to them, hopefully.
I drink. I don't like talking involved in drinking.
So what happens?
Doesn't mix. What happened at City Walk was, first off, Bam sucks. Second off, it's not the only place to eat. It's the most glamorous. Kids got goddamn face paint. They're running around with Twizzlers and lights flaring and shit. Like little, like 8-year-old kids.
Jamba juices everywhere.
Oh, Jamba juice. And
cell phones lighting up with like weed signs and stuff.
Yeah, and Bam and I and Dipshit over there fucking trying to get back to the hotel.
Everybody knows who Dipshit is.
Yeah, we're trying to get back to the hotel. And Bam just decides to get dropped off at City Walk and make the trek of about a quarter mile through the mall to our hotel when all we had to do was make a U-B and be at the hotel.
What did he have in his hand?
He had a Christmas present in there wrapped with a bow on top. It looked like he had a human body in there. It was like 6x6x4. The thing was huge. You could barely see his head above the fucking bow tie.
I was carrying this thing. Present from the Craig Kilborn show because I just did it, and they gave me this massive box just filled with like Belvedere.
So already
neon light flash and look at me.
Even if we're not on TV, we'd be noticed just because of that. So already I'm just like, I can't believe you're doing this to me. I just want to hide in a corner and drink some, you know, Jack. And we're walking through, and he's like, no, I found this greatest club to go to. It's up here. It's mellow and chill. We go upstairs. There's a guy who's singing there, playing a banjo to you. There's a guy dressed up as a mascot trying to sell you, you know, coleslaw. You know. Meanwhile, there's 800 kids outside screaming Bam's name, and all I want to do is down a beer.
And I'm in
the
heaven.
The entire elementary school of California was there, and they all recognized us, and it was just a goddamn madhouse.
The whole time I'm dying, and Dipshit over there is just loving every second.
I was completely sober at this point, so I just got like my fixated high off of looking at Dunn's face and his misery that
just
he felt.
So mad. Oh. There's all these.
Wait a minute. Just picture this. Everybody listening, picture this. A kid came up with those glow-in-the-dark eyeglasses and, like, Spider-Man drawn on his face asking for an autograph. That was my day. That was City Walk for me. That's what Bam chose to do.
The thing was, the limo was going to drop us off at the hotel, and he insisted that we got dropped off on the far end to walk through.
I could have been knee-deep in the freaking minibar. I'm sitting there thumbing around, you know, doing drawings and shit. I'm coloring within the lines with these little fuckers.
Here's the best part of it ever. Some kid who has no pull whatsoever to the entire mall feels that he needs to take the matter in his own hands to make sure that we get escorted out of the mall and get taken to the hotel without getting interrupted. Like, and he made a bigger scene than he ever could have because he grabbed me like he was so happy that, like, you know, he was the guy who was escorting us out of the mall. He's like, all right, now everybody just get out of the way. Like, everybody back up. We got Bam Margera here from MTV, so just back up. Now everybody knows that we're there.
This kid's like 4'2", 83 pounds.
He takes us all the way to the back of the mall, like where these police officers are. He's like, okay, they're here now, and I handled everything, so I'll see you guys later. And the police officer's like, what the hell are you talking about? Who are you and who are these people? So here I am, name dropping myself
to the police.
I have to go to the police like, I'm a celebrity in a TV show. And, you know, we just got bombarded at the mall. Like, that's the last thing that I want to do. And here we are. And I'm telling the police who I am and why we need to get escorted out of there.
I'm following you. I'm just trying to stay out of all the fanfare. And this dipshit throws you into a bush. You're in the bush and he stands in the center and goes, everybody step
Jeffrey, I got Bam here. You already got him in a bush, dipshit. He's hidden. Don't stand up in the middle of it like a freaking tombstone and tell everybody to step away, you fucking loser.
No, he wanted everybody to know, and he wanted everybody to see him, like, carrying me out. Like, he thought it was the greatest.
He's like a 14-year-old kid who was, like, opening the door to a shoe store, and he thought he needed to take the matter in his own hands.
He was like a shoe salesman who impersonated a fucking security guard. He's never got a paycheck for being a security guard in his life.
So you can avoid this. You gotta get an Abe Lincoln beard and a hat and go dress up and have a blast with you. You can be somebody new every time. They'll never know you.
Well, tell him how you're gonna dress up to go to the mall tomorrow.
How am I?
He's gonna dress up in the mall tomorrow with, like, full-on jogging suit, like Nike running shoes.
Yeah, that's the best part. Dude, if I have a hooded sweatshirt with sweatpants and Nikes on, no one would ever know that it was me.
Put a hat on for it, they'll never know you.
See, the problem is I always put on a hooded sweatshirt and it says him on the back, and I keep forgetting.
you know what works? Dress up like Ryan Dunn and nobody gives a shit anyway.
Amen to that. I'm gonna play a song, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a break. This band is Children of Bodom. They're from Finland. And the song is called Chokehold. And this is Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
Ooh, yeah.
podcast.
Now back to
Radio Bam.
Oh, we're back. It's Raekwon, Novak, Don, Nico, Rabbi, and Bam. And that song was Children of Bodom. Choke. Oh, the band is Children of Bodom? Oh, I fucked that up so hard. Chokehold is the song. Sorry.
See, this is the rock that I like, man. What do you listen to? You listen to harpsichord and classical music.
Harpsichord and ELO. What's the last CD you bought?
ELO.
You
know?
Some dollar classical one at the dollar
shop. Why do you buy that crap?
It's fucking wonderful. I don't have to hear any assholes singing about some low story. My girlfriend left. I hate that shit.
Speaking of girlfriends and relationships, let's talk about Novak last night.
Oh,
there's a hole in my fucking wall.
And Novak did something to it.
Not him. His Fast Company girlfriend did.
Oh.
What happened? It was 5 in the morning. I wake up to all this ruckus.
Okay, I'll take a replay. Should I recap from the last 3 nights or just last night?
Recap. Let's start with last night, but ease up on the...
I'm going to... All right, here we go. You know, there's nice people listening. My birthday was December 10th, which was a couple days ago.
Happy birthday, bro.
Drug overlord you.
A great excuse to be loaded.
Do you really have to give us the long story?
I just love you and want to get in your pants.
Come on, guys. Sum it up.
Okay, sum it up.
Why is there a hole in my wall,
okay,
asshole?
So we go to a bar last night, Jimmy Pop and those guys from Bloodhound Gang for a birthday party. There's two hot girls in this whole place. The one happens to be a shooter girl. I get her, right?
A what girl?
A shooter. Yeah. You know the girls who walk around and sell shooters?
Oh, yeah. Shot girl.
A shot girl.
Changed that up, didn't you?
But I was a shooter at the end of the night.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
On you? Now?
So, okay.
No, like, if you don't tell a fucking story, I'm going to move along over here.
So, all right, Sissage comes back.
Are you serious?
She comes back to the house. Things are
going... How about you write it down?
Things are going superb.
Jesus.
If there was a hot guy, he'd be completely interested.
Tell the fucking story, Novak!
All right, so I bring this girl back. She is game for whatever. We end up in my room in a lot of great compromising positions. At one point, she is just overwhelmed with joy and feeling great. And I have her in a position to where her head's facing the wall and her hands are as well. So right at the climax, she just takes her fist and, like, punch a hole through the wall. Like, why would she do that?
Because maybe she realized he was railing her. She got a little pissed at her situation.
She realized she was with Novak.
Yeah. She realized what she was doing, and the only way to get out of it was punch a hole in the wall, and hopefully she'll get kicked out.
No, dude, no. Done. I witnessed the beginning of him meeting her, and there was no talk whatsoever. Like, he didn't even make an attempt to get her. It was just like... Damn, girl, you have a nice ass. Let me see that. And then she showed it as she was holding the shots. And he's just like, you need to come home with me. And she's like, fine, I will. And he's like, yeah, but we're going to do, like, dirty things. She's like, yeah, I'm all for it. And he's like, yeah, and then some of my friends may get involved. And she's like, that's fine. And then he's like, all right, well, what time do you get off work? She's like, 1:30. And then at 1:30, he hops in her car, takes her to my house, and she punches a hole in the fucking wall.
And then I wake up to find a thank you note on the table.
She
thanked me. She's like, thank you for inviting me. Because I sell dreams. This house does... This house... Yo.
You sell disease. You just hand out Petri dishes.
This house to strangers is my house, okay? If they don't know, Bam, it's my house. And I've had a couple dream sellers in the last couple days, so the Hummer's been mine.
Yeah, but, how about the Lamborghini chick?
Ladies and gentlemen...
claim that you're in love with.
I'm going to end it all for her.
She was pretty hot, though.
You lied to her straight out of the gate.
No, I didn't.
And then you lied to her a second time saying that the Hummer was yours. He picked her up in the Hummer because I'm a nice guy. She's like, how come you rode on the Hummer? He's like, I don't care, babe. I'll just ride on my
I'm
Hummer.
Like, babe, you can run this into a tree. I don't care.
I wish your cum stained so I knew who to stay away from.
Oh, dude.
I just look for little speckle marks on every one of these nasty
but
girls.
But I promise you,
you don't want
the girls that have
able to go anywhere.
My body fluids on them, those are the ones you
want
to be with because you don't have to talk to them for 8
hours.
Yeah,
that's what I want. Yeah.
I'm not vouching for the Lambo chick. She might be pretty cute, but she is dumb as a fucking box of rocks, dude. Done. She's coming from Jersey, right? I tell her to take I-95 to 322. She winds up in King of Prussia. I don't know how the hell she got to King of Prussia. She must have took the turnpike, but she calls him like, okay, you're in King of Prussia, that's fine. Hop on 202 South and go straight into Westchester. So it's so simple. The King of Prussia Mall, hop on 202 South. She calls 30 minutes later. She's like, does Springfield sound familiar? I'm like, you took the blue route? I'm like, you're so far away now, you might as well just turn around. Like, She's one of those Asian drivers.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't say C word, but you can refer to Asian drivers. We're PC here.
Ladies and gentlemen, her looks don't equal her intelligence, but goddamn, I'm going to settle for it because the closest I've found to the real thing.
Because it's all you.
But there's only one problem, Doug. She lives an hour and a half away, man.
Well, you cheated on her last night.
Because we aren't official. Car. We aren't boyfriend-girlfriend yet,
man. If you had a fucking car, you could just drive to her house. It's only an hour and a half.
You're like, I'll settle for it. You'd take a sewer grate.
No.
Settle for it. You're taking anything that's moving and just, you know, takes it.
I'll have a good time with almost anything, but to make her a keeper, she has to be a few steps
above
her.
You're not even looking for an approval. You're not looking for an okay. You're just looking for a nod and a grunt, like, all right, I'm in. That's it.
Dude, the chick punched holes in my fucking room.
He takes all the nodders. We just went through that.
I'd be nodding.
And guess who has to pay for it, probably?
If you. What is he going to pay for it with?
An IOU.
This asshole put a Tupac poster over it.
Yeah.
And act like it never happened.
He like he's playing Shawshank in his room. He's got his own little escape room.
The Shawshank Redemption.
He thinks he's back in prison.
Jailbird. That's the fly to coop.
You're back in prison, so you got your little Shawshank.
You never know when they're going to come get me, man.
Well, at least you got that sewer vent you can climb through.
You got a rusty sewer grate.
I live in the big house.
Literally.
Anything bigger than a dog house is a big house to him.
Yo, this room that we're in right now is 8x10 is like a mansion to me. So, fuck, what do
you
I
You didn't
think
have
of
to explain
house?
That to us.
This radio room is awesome.
So, listen, we just told you about the two Novak stories. Now we're going to get to the third one. I went into Iron Hill.
Oh, God.
Just to finish this calendar that I'm working on, we were peacefully sitting in the corner. Some girl sits down named Robin.
I forget her name. Is that what it was?
Did she have a diamond in her beard?
Well, because she wrote her birthday in my fucking calendar.
That's right.
You remember that?
I do.
So she's like acting like she doesn't like him one bit. She's not about him because he's so like, he's like, no small talk here, baby. Yeah, he was so disgusting.
He's a vulgar pig.
And then once she called him Big Daddy as a joke, he's like, oh, babe, man, I just got so turned on right there.
I'm like half-hearted.
So once he said that, she kept saying Big Daddy, and then once that happened, I'm like, Novak, dude, she's saying it because you just said that you got turned on. I think that you should try to take her to the bathroom.
So she says, I have to go to the bathroom. I said, do you want me to show you where it is? Because this place is dangerous. There's a lot of criminals.
Oh, yeah.
I'll escort you. One of them.
I'll escort you, you know. Hopefully you'll be the first behind so I can take the money, but let's not talk about that. So I escort her, and then we get to the bathroom. I said, do you want me to go in with you, or are you just saying I'm too scared? She's like, I think you're too scared. I get in the bathroom. 20 seconds later,
Sickens.
Sickens
just, me to listen to you.
Man, I lived in the projects. I don't really know right words.
Continue.
So, but, like, 20 seconds later, my pants are to my knees, and she is just violating me while the owner's like, yo, it's closing time. No guys in the girls' room.
Yeah, because it's closing time.
I feel like I'm in a conversation with, like, a reunion of Alpha Pi Beta. And having his college, like, stories. Then this bitch is all over me, you know what I'm saying? I was, like, drinking this, you know, like, keg stand. Like, what?
God, you know what I think
How old are you?
You think, I think that you're
well,
just...
I was getting blown to an inverted keg stand. My frat buddy comes in and starts kicking the shit out of me.
Look, just go play some football or something. Stay away from me.
Now, see, you're using the reverse psychology. You want me to be on you, not away from you.
Oh, come on.
Maybe.
What?
You know.
Nobody knows where you're going with this.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
I've been lost since I walked in the room.
I think
you were engaged in a whole other conversation now. You're reading another book, bud.
Bud. My bud.
God, Ryan. Where
Rap, what do you think of this conversation?
Rab currently is currently sitting in the corner of the room drinking a beer, half asleep, just watching the parade.
Did you just get back from Chicago?
Yeah.
What were you doing there? You were
judging a Maxim bikini contest.
He got to
Maxim?
But they didn't even put bikinis on. What kind of shit was that?
What was it? Maxim is hot.
All these broads just got on the bar and started dancing, and then judged them.
Don't talk about Asians.
Was it worth it?
Guys are pounding Asians tonight.
Don't talk about Asians, because I'm in love with one, man. Watch your mouth, Rab.
You're in love with every race. You're in love with everybody at one point.
You'd fuck Lassie if she had fingernail polish.
God. This twisted fuck-o probably has already.
Well, you see, we have two new additions to the house on my behalf. Two beautiful kittens. We have pussies running around all day long.
You're fucking sick. You're a sick pig. It's the holidays, and that's all you talk about.
Is there a room we can lock him in?
What's with the holidays? How come everybody has to watch their mouth during the holidays?
I know. There's no Santa. It's just another day, man.
You had the stewardess on the airplane tell you to watch your mouth because it's the holidays.
Thanksgiving.
Shouldn't you watch your mouth in general? Why just because of the holidays?
If it's like mid-May, you could just say whatever the hell you want.
But the funny thing is our buddy Will here, who's behind the boards, he can't really talk right now.
Behind the boards, what's in a hockey?
He's all professional. He can't partake in this. He's like, you know, I go out, like, it's just imagine yourself going to dinner with, like, some
people. I will give you $19 and shut up.
And,
please. Oh, you know what? No, I got more than that.
Come on, kick it
out.
I will do anything
to get you just go in the other room.
I'll be quiet.
So, someone needs to go on a piss break.
I'll be quiet.
$20, just leave for a little bit.
I'm shutting up now. I got $20.
No, leave the room. Go take a piss break.
He's going to go buy smokes at A+.
No, no value.
Deal.
You're always getting all these girls, but you always complain about no money. You should get the girls to pay you, even if it's $5. Get them to pay you to do it.
Well, they pay for everything. They don't pay me.
Okay. Yeah, and a couple bucks out of it.
They pay for my drinks.
Say, give me a $5. It's so much hotter to pay for sex.
Our third ball buddy, Pina, used to do that. He just told his girls his name was Kane and just got money to have sex with him.
Kane!
I just want to let you guys know, I got the $20 back, so this is my Christmas present for the next 10 years, because I thought I was going to pry that out of your shitty fucking hands.
Ew. I thought money was dirty. Now it's extremely filthy Novak.
That God. 20 has Hep C on it.
That 20 just walked out of my pocket and went and washed itself.
Dude, Brandon, I'm glad it's you and not me tonight, because you are getting fucking killed.
Where?
Yo, go to the bathroom and shampoo that dollar just to be safe.
You can't even burn Novak's germs. They're super germs. It's like super AIDS.
There's no chemist that can make it better. No chemist can fix this problem.
I can try, but that shit's going to be a tall order. Oh, my God.
Anybody got any matches?
Novak has such filthy diseases that if he fucks you, or has sex, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
If you have any diseases, his super diseases will destroy them and eat them, and then they'll start killing
you.
But you'll be cured up for like an hour or so.
You know what's sick is ladies are waiting in line for these diseases.
Yeah.
That's what's sick.
They're submissing into these diseases. They're not waiting in line. They're not punching a card. They're just giving up. They're like, dude, I can't listen to this guy talk to me one more iota. I'm just going to let him do me and get the hell out. You're talking is like an ice pick to my ear. I'll fucking just get you shut up.
Well, the beautiful thing is when they say no, it's just drunk talk.
See, again, I don't know where you're going.
Well, everybody should be lost because I have the greatest story in the world, and I'm going to play a song and then tell you all about it. All
right.
And I'm going to play Iggy Pop, his new album, and this song's called Blood on Your Cool on Radio Bam Sirius 28 Faction.
Boy Sluts, find out about it next. Wow.
for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
All right, that was Iggy Pop, Blood on Your Cool, and here goes the best story ever. And Don, I don't think you heard about this one yet. All right, so I go to Versace at the King of Prussia Mall just to check the joint out. I've never been in it before, but I know that they have all this expensive shit, and I just find out what it was all about, like if it's really worth the cash. I walk in. There's this shady dude working there, and so he recognized me instantly and insisted that I tried on these pants. I didn't like the way they fit, so I told him I didn't want them. Then he hands me another pair. He goes, all right, fine, then try these on. Then I tried them on. I'm like, no, I don't like these either. We did this five times. I'm like, you're not going to let me fucking leave unless I buy a pair of pants, huh? No. You know, and then so finally I bought these pair of pants, which later on I found out that they were $500. But so we go across the way to this bar called California Cafe or something, and that's like his local hotspot after he closed. So we start talking to this guy, and he says that he wants to hang out with us. So he comes down to Westchester with us. We go to Spence Cafe.
One of those guys from Versace, you brought him around here? The weird looking.
He insisted that he can't. Oh no, God. No. Dude,
his ass is on fire for more than that's all.
He's burning.
Rake, he's a fucking thug from North Philly. The whole thing is a front. He was telling me that he was robbing banks from Philly to Atlanta the whole way down. So, but this was like ages ago. He said he got 10 grand a pop on the whole way down. So automatically I think this guy's shady, but he's like, yeah, I don't do that anymore. That was 10 years ago. So I'm like, all right, this dude's like pretty shady. But we're already at Spence Cafe, so there's no turning back. So he steals some girl's credit card, which I didn't know until later.
Which is the only thing they ever run at that Versace store, stolen credit cards.
So he winds up in my house all hopped up, like just drunk as hell, annoying everybody that Mark Hanna, Hanna works on the Viva La Bam show.
The least annoying person that we know.
Hanna works. He works in the art department on the Viva La Bam show. He was so annoyed with the Versace guy that he was just like, "Dude, I'll drive you wherever you need to go, just so long as you stop being here." So he's like, "All right, I'll give you $50 if you take me back to North Philly." Done. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening to the cat behind me meowing.
That's all I hear.
Oh, is my Chinese food here? Yeah.
So.
Go ahead.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
Go ahead.
So Hannah takes him all the way back to North Philly, and he goes, I'm not going to give you $50, but I'm going to take you to this massage place. Is that cool? And it was this rub and tug joint. So he gets a rub and tug, swipes the credit card through, and Hannah's ex-girlfriend says, somebody stole my credit card and charged it up at some Asian massage place.
That's the truth, I swear to God.
Dude, what a coincidence.
Oh,
like,
my God.
So true. Hannah's ex-girlfriend paid for his rub and tug in North Philly.
And Hannah had to admit that he took part in it.
Oh, why did he admit it?
Because it was just such a coincidence. Like, what? I went to an Asian massage parlor that night. She's like, what? Yeah, I had to drive some sketchy thug home from North Philly. And dude, like, the guy happened
fucking
to take
crazy.
Hannah's girlfriend's ex-girlfriend's credit card. Hannah wasn't even at Spence.
Was she here? It wasn't just
no, she was at Spence. He just stole her credit card. And then he memorized the PIN number to Jen's credit card, took out $500, and then B and I swiped my credit card through for the $500 jeans. He wrote down the code to my credit card and went on PlayPal and ordered some $700 leather jacket on fucking Leatherworks in Jersey.
Jesus Christ.
So this guy got $1,200 worth of shit in one day.
Think how many people he
must fuck over.
And you just got a shitty pair of pants he didn't even want.
Oh, them pants are sweet, though, man.
Yeah, now that you're wearing them.
Well, they're in my room, actually, but I haven't worn them yet.
Oh,
you
no.
never will.
I won't.
No, don't.
He's like, I won't.
those things, I'm getting my money out of them things. I'm only up to $250 on them things.
You got about one from Novak, they're priceless.
It's got antimicrobial weave in it.
Guys, I'm not that bad.
That's insane, dude.
I can't believe Hannah just got a rub and tug on his ex-girlfriend's credit card.
Of all places in North Philly. You jerked off in North Philly.
That doesn't even happen in movies.
No,
like,
it's
too much of a coincidence and nobody would ever believe it. Like, Hannah wasn't even at Spence. He just happened to... He was like, this broad's credit card's out and I'm going to steal it. He steals it and finds out it's Hannah's ex-girlfriend. Dude, and, like, she calls up like, somebody fucking stole my credit card last night. Like, really? Oh, that sucks, babe. Yeah, and then they ran up all this shit. Oh, really? What'd they run up? Some Asian massage parlor in North Philly. He's like,
That was me last night.
Told her?
Yeah, he told her.
Oh, but you got to give it up to him, man, because that's a great criminal.
Oh, dude, that's why I'm not even going to tell on the guy.
tell on him? You're going to tell the teacher about him? Maybe get him suspended? Tell on the guy?
Well, dude, he took $1,200 straight from under me in one night.
Can you prove it?
You know what? This show would be so much.
Jealous, Novak? Let that be a lesson.
You're jealous of that criminal?
That's why I shop at the dollar store.
This show would be so less disturbing if these things didn't really happen.
But it's all the truth, man. That's what's crazy.
I just want to leave
him. I just want to hang out with him and get notes, footnotes, man. I need that.
You're going to go get some cliff notes?
Didn't I pay you to leave?
You know, yeah, I don't have anywhere to go to spend the money at right now. Or a car to get me there.
No, I know, it's Sunday. It's Sunday.
It's your Sunday.
Dad. Oh, God, Phil. You can't say day in any day of the week. Like, it's got to be Monday.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Monday.
Sunday. Yo, Roy, you want to meet up on Sunday? He doesn't even see how that's weird. Let's meet up on Sunday. We'll go to the mall. We'll go to Ruby Tuesday. Sunday.
Ruby Tuesdays. Well, hi there.
Phil.
It's like this. It's like the sports joint we ended up in. Remember that, Bam? You had a great idea to go to the movies, and where'd we end up before we went to the movies? God, that place was hell.
What place?
We went to the movies, but we ended up in a sports joint.
Oh.
Talk about it.
Dude, we went to the sports bar. You'd right love next this place, to the movie theater.
No, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything is sports. Your fork has a soccer ball on it. The table has golf balls on it.
Seats were stadium chairs.
The seats were stadium chairs. There is TV screens everywhere just playing every sport imaginable. Dude, yeah.
Let me put
like
in
snowmobiling,
reverse.
Duck hunting.
Let me put like reverse
with a dart gun. Everything.
Let me put like reverse real quick. What, Novak? You said I'd be into this place. It's got sports everywhere. I can't throw a thing.
I was ready to load up a needle and die.
I would not be in a sports bar ever. Boy, no, I'd go to the biker bars.
Just for people who don't know, going out with Ryan's the greatest thing. You go to the bar, you sit down, you drink, and you don't talk to each other.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
But the thing is, every time I want to go to a bar,
the only thing you have to ask is, what will you have next?
I'm like, yo, done.
Then get the hell away from me. Go play the pinball machine. I'll be putting out a vibe at the jukebox.
I got a prime question for you right now, Dunn. Like, I'm about getting ladies and getting lucky. So Dunn's like, I'm going to a bar tonight. I'm like, yo, where are you going? You know, maybe we'll meet up and go. He refuses to tell me ever where he's going. He never wants me to come where he's at. Why is that, Dunn?
Who would want you to come where we're at? No, I wouldn't.
You do.
Sick of being.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've got a great
I've gone so far to say I was at another place and then leave as soon as I told you that because I realized. I'm like, wait a minute. I just told Novak where I'm at. I'll pay my bill, drink my beer, and move along.
Like, he never wants to go anywhere with me. Why?
Anytime I ever call you and you're at some dive bar, I'm like, yo, what's up? Where are you at? I'm at Kevin's Sports Bar. I'm like, who's there?
Ray Burns.
No one. Well, was it boring? Hell no, it's fun as hell. He just sits there alone and drinks Remy Martin and doesn't talk to a single soul. Do you, like, read or watch the TV?
No.
What do you do?
After every sip, I thank Remy Martin for what he's contributed to my life, and then I take another one.
What do you think about when you're there, though?
I don't think about anything. That's what I hate about people like you. You come and you want to talk to me and talk about feelings. How was your day? F off. Get away from me. My brain is empty. That's why I'm drunk. I'm a raging alcoholic because I don't have to deal with my problems. It's fantastic. I'm ignorantly, drunkenly happy. Stay the hell away from me. And if you want to dance, F off. Just get away from me.
I have a CD for you.
What?
It's called George Thorogood. I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody.
I know. That's too uppity. That's too uppity. No. I've heard that. He went the wrong way with that song because it's got too upbeat to it. Yeah. If you're drinking alone, you don't want to hear stupid shit like that, like guitar.
How was your song?
I want to hear someone playing spoons. And at the most, maybe a harmonica. Maybe. Back in the background. Maybe I can hear it faintly from the frickin' bathroom. That's all I want to hear. Other than that, silence. Maybe some CNN on replay. No audio. And leave me the hell up. I don't want you looking at me. Because you look at me and then I know you're thinking what I'm thinking. And I want you to think what I'm thinking because I don't want to get in this conversation. Just get me another drink and move along.
He's not even lying.
When I was growing up, I used to think that my Uncle Pat had problems because he would go in the basement by himself and drink a sixer. just like, that guy has problems. That's you now.
That's me for the last 10 years. Yes, you don't get it. You get mad at me every time I don't show up. Why would I want to show up and chit-chat? It just gets in the way of my drinking.
If you've never done literally, it before, every not time, talking to Ryan is great.
Every time I answer, like, oh, I'm all right, that's 2 ounces knocked down the gullet. All right? So you owe me two ounces.
Deco, what do you think of this?
Give them to me and get the hell away.
I'm also thinking about is you need like a briefcase that has all these like things, so when you go in the girls' room, you can like fix it up and wax it. A little pillow and some soap to wash up.
Little curtain. He's talking to Novak right now.
little curtains, you know, like make it look a little bit more.
I have an interesting life. I think maybe some people may think, but it's pretty fucking boring to me. But done, like I just can't get his theory. And I shot dope for years, and I just can't follow him, man.
What are you saying? I shoot dope?
No.
Why would that help?
Why would that help you?
Because I've been in the lowest of lows, and he loves low bars where he can just sink into nothing.
Dude,
and I can't follow.
You try it. It's a really good time. Just hanging out with your friends, and you don't have to fucking say
he doesn't
anything.
Have any friends. That's the thing.
I ripped
alone.
Them all off. Well, done
he
one
says
friends.
Hi to me, and that's it.
I want friends, but I've ripped them all off, so I don't have any.
What was that?
You don't want friends. That's the difference between you and I. You don't want friends. You want to be alone? I want friends, but I rip them all off, so I don't have any.
Fucking Durbo, I'm sitting right next to you.
No, yeah, watch your pocket.
His book's coming out. It's called A Deck in the Woods Lost. It's coming out this Tuesday.
A Deck in the Woods. Yeah, quick recap. Like, when we were filming the CKY, Dunn completely caught me.
Filming Haggard.
Haggard, I'm sorry. I was so high. I don't know what I was filming. I was so high.
I'm Earth. Have we met?
No, I was been on fucking Jupiter for years with heroin. But anyways, that was stupid.
Don't go for wittiness.
Let's go here, though. Let's go here, though, Dunn. Like, I'm telling Dunn these lies because he saw me, like, and knew everything I was doing. And I'm like, yo, I swear, man, I was doing a kickflip. I got mad. I threw my board in the woods, like, 3 times. Like, no, once. Completely 3 times. I got sober and watched the video. I looked like the biggest moron because I thought he believed my lies, but they were such absurd.
What were you looking for?
I'll tell you what I was looking for. When I went home to Baltimore on one of my many excursions to go buy lots of heroin, of course I couldn't save any to bring back because I can't save that stuff. That's I do right. it all at once. I came back, and I fucking didn't bring any back, but I had a lot of Valiums. But I still had my needle from the junk that I was using. So I'm like, well, man, I mean, it's cool swallowing pills, but if I could just shoot them and get that rush off of it,
I can't
know?
Do that.
So I threw my needle in the woods because I was going to quit. Great idea. I'm going to quit, get rid of it. But I couldn't find it, so I kept throwing my board in there as an excuse to find the needle so I could base up with the needle, with
why
the
do you
pills.
Just wait till everyone went inside and go look?
What time does this show air?
I know.
The whole time he's talking, all I'm thinking about is some little 6-year-old kid just, you are screwing people up.
Dude, there's going to be dicks falling off before.
You know what,
Don?
I really would believe what you said, but something that just happened a couple days ago that makes my whole thing that I'm doing here worthwhile. Some kid...
Wait a minute, you're going to talk again, huh?
Yeah, so just... All right. Pay me another 40 and I'll shut up.
God.
But Ape went to some Y100 thing, and a kid gave her a 30-day medallion from NA. He said, I got clean because of what Novak did.
Well,
he's clean,
cool.
And he's working
that's
well.
Cool.
And that made my whole thing, my book, and everything worthwhile, man.
Novak,
so.
We're on the radio. We're not having a hard time.
I know. Jeez, guys, that's 1 out of 300 million. Way to go. Pat yourself on the back. Let's get back to entertainment.
Man, I wish I could do
that. Jesus.
I can never get
your sob stories here.
I can't get sentimental with any of you guys, man. You just laugh at me.
Yes, we love it.
Hey, better you than me.
Look at yourself. How do you expect us not to laugh at you?
The ladies love me though. Ooh, yeah.
I'm losing sleep.
I'm gonna send you to Lowe's so you can get some plaster to fix the hole in my fucking
hey, that
wall.
Teaches motherfucker.
But you know when I go there, I'm gonna bring a hot sales girl back with me.
Yeah, hot sales girl from Lowe's.
Yeah, Lowe's.
I bring a girl back from wherever I go.
I know. You have a face full of gyros.
You're gonna bring some buff bitch carrying lumber.
175 pounds from Thorndale.
What dick do I gotta suck to get some matches in this joint? Jesus.
No, baby.
I'm fine. No, 20 come my way. Thank you. you guys are anxious. What did I say to get some matches? Yeah. 20 just blew at me from the other side of the table. I think 3 came from Rake alone. Take it easy, Rake.
Dude,
I'm watching
Novak stories. I'm ready to jump on the other side of the table.
You're ready to jump on my lap. Don't lie, Rake.
Hey, man.
Rake's having a sleepover at the men's warehouse. Everyone's invited. That has something between their legs.
Yo,
so.
Dico, what's Rake's favorite movie?
Rake's favorite movie? He's got a new one. He saw this
Riding
one.
In Cars with the Boys.
Yeah.
That's Rake's favorite movie.
Riding with Boys in Cars.
Riding
with Boys in Cars.
And Hard Times Come Easy.
Rake, talk about that. Why do we think you love hard cocks?
No, because for whatever fucking reason.
I'm just curious.
Everywhere I go, it's like I'm the fucking men's anthem. It's like I'll go to a bar. I'll bring these girls to a bar, hot girls, and I'll have more guys buy me drinks. And I'll start keeping score. I'm like, I had 3 guys buy me drinks tonight. What do you got? None. You know? It's like, hey, your tits are beautiful, but hey, I'm break. You know? Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't ever say it to a lady, man. You saw her dream.
Oh,
they think you're the best thing ever.
No, see, that's what you do.
Yeah, and I get laid almost every night.
Yeah,
look,
I know.
You have an excuse for Dr. Ruth. Shut up. All right?
I'm helping him, man. He needs help.
Yeah, you're not helping anybody.
You want help over there?
Yeah. No, I need it. Yeah. I want my dick to end up looking like a, you know, 10-day-old Petri dish.
I'm going to wear a Cradle of Novak shirt and just borrow a friend's car and just go and get so much fucking ass. Nah, it doesn't work.
It works.
Yeah, it works for you, but, you know.
Do you have a song to play?
Yeah, let's play a song. It's
all right, what do you want to hear?
Let's rock out.
You want to hear Narc Hill or you want to hear 69 Eyes?
69 Eyes.
Anything by 69 Eyes.
Hell yeah.
Better than fucking.
Hey, Don.
You didn't know 69 Eyes. It's a Finnish band. And they're like vampires. They wear sunglasses at night like Corey Hart. Corey Hart. Yeah. Or whatever. So this song's called Still Waters Run Deep off of Paris Kills. And this is Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
and your innocent heart to be. I feel so complete.
Turn off the hi-fi, kids.
Holy Lord,
strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam.
I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
What's up? This is Radio Bam, and this is him with Brandon DiCamillo, Ryan Dunn. You all right?
This is Radio Bam, and this is him.
Figure that out already. Can we redo it, please?
No.
No,
I don't care if you do mine. You got to fucking do it.
Now I know they're not going to redo it. But we have Raekyon, the Dream Seller here with Rab himself. So, done?
What?
What's your most embarrassing
start with somebody else, because you got to end with me. I got about 10 of them I got to go through. Wait a minute. I got to check my file folder. Rick, go ahead.
We all just did these interviews today, and the last question was, what was your most embarrassing moment ever?
Oh, and Brandon... Okay, I just found out about this interview thing yesterday, and everyone's like, great, Brandon filled out your interview, and it's awesome. So I don't even know what my most embarrassing moment is. Let's go on, please.
It says, what's your most embarrassing moment? Rake says, every day of my life. talking to any girl ever.
Oh.
But, dude, my most embarrassing day ever was the day I bought the Ferrari. I was driving home on the highway, and I stalled out in the fast lane, causing a major traffic jam, and people had to push the Ferrari to the side of the road as I figured out how to start it, as people individually, one by one, said, are you Bam from... What's wrong, man? You don't know how to drive a sports car? I was like, oh, God, man, this is horrible.
Everybody listening is like, that could be possibly the best embarrassing moment ever. People dream for that embarrassing moment. Wait a minute, I'm in a Ferrari? Yeah.
It's your nightmare.
Not so bad.
Dude, on I-95, just stopped dead in the fast lane. Like, hey, bro, man, could you push me aside? Because I don't know how to drive this thing.
I just did the same thing on my Yugo yesterday. That was embarrassing.
Hey, you riding up from TV?
Yeah.
Who are you driving that car for?
Me. Yeah, a little more embarrassing, but the same type of thing. I appreciate it.
Rab, what's yours?
Oh, my God.
My most embarrassing moment is definitely when we were filming the game show up in Bam's living room.
Oh, this was great.
Rake is dressed like a French whore. I go up to him, try to tackle him with some wrestling move.
You were trying to be a hard ass?
I was trying to be a hard ass so bad. I flipped him back, dislocated my arm. My dick comes popping out. The whole fucking crew of MTV is standing there on the steps, just pointing and fucking laughing. I can't even cover it up.
Your arm is too jacked to fix it?
Dude, I'm trying to get my arm back in, trying to cover my dick at the same time. I'm just in extreme pain trying to get it all fixed, and I can't do a goddamn thing. All I hear is Hannah just right there, like, just pointing at me and laughing. The whole fucking crew saw it.
I gotta chime in on this one real quick. Just let me chime in real quick. Freaking Rab, I couldn't take him anymore. He was being such an ass to me. I was dressed like a French whore, and he slapped me in the face. I was like, you know what? I'm going to kill him right here, right now. So as I'm trying to kill him, I realize, oh, my God, he wrestled. So he gets me in this, like, suplex, and I'm on the ground. So then I'm just leaning on him. I hear a pop. It was either his arm or his pants. He's grabbing his shoulder, kicking around, and Bam comes up, he's like, your ding-ding is hanging out.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, I just thought that there was just a little drift of air. I was like, oh, this just feels weird. All of a sudden...
Well, forget my most embarrassing moment. Thank you for my most reassuring moment, because I realized I wasn't the smallest man in the room that night. And I'm pretty small,
The whole Viva La Bam cast and crew saw your February ding-ding.
Dude.
February.
With a whole...
It's like a half a thumb.
He's sitting there grabbing his arm. And the, like, heat wasn't on that day.
Something wasn't on. It looked like a light switch.
It looked like Rab had...
Yo, God, it must be cold in here. No, Rab, that's not it. It's actually the thermostat is all the way up.
Dude, it looked like Rab had assless chaps. And I was worried about his arm. I'm looking at him like, Rab, are you okay? Are you okay? Damn, like, your dick, he's hanging out. I looked down, and he didn't know whether to grab his arm or his dick. And there's, like, three game show cameras zoomed in on his face. February schlong, dude. It was horrible.
The thing was, he didn't even know it was hanging out, and I was at the top just looking down, and he was just all like concerned with his arm, like, oh, my arm dislocated. I'm like, dude, your fucking beanbag's hanging out.
That would even help him.
Why don't you fix that first?
And nobody would help him because his dick's flopping in the wind.
And for some reason, all like the girls that work on the computers at the office happen to be there, and they're never there.
They were like right in the perfect spot on the steps, just all staring at me, pointing and laughing.
I'm like, what's Alex and Tally doing here? And like, and they just happened to see everything. Dude, they were so embarrassed for you.
25 people and at least six cameras. Three of them straight up like Alex Trebek style, dude. It was crazy.
We have digi beta footage of your beanbag hanging out.
While he's screaming in pain. Dude, I didn't know what to do.
It was the worst. That was
Franz was rolling 35 millimeter film on.
Okay, now that was my most embarrassing moment, too, being right next to Rav's fucking...
That was my most embarrassing moment because I was so embarrassed for you. Yeah. All right, done. Let's hear your most embarrassing moment.
Oh, I'm not going to give that one away. That's going to have to wait for another show. That's a good 20-minute bit there. I got to explain how I got into that one-tooth wonder. So just
wait. Oh, it's the best. Please say it, man. I heard
just
about
go.
That.
Oh, literally. Honestly, do we have enough? Do we have 30 minutes? Because that's how long it's going to take.
We got some time.
Says yes. Is that the chick who woke up with beer cans in the morning and stuff?
Without rakes.
Yeah.
Please tell it.
Tell the story.
It's brilliant.
That's when I was in Chambersburg, New York. I used to do audiovisual work.
Isn't that PA?
No, Chambersburg, PA. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I wish it was in another state. Happening to be on the same soil as it happened. So there I was doing audiovisual work, and I do this job, and I show back up, and I'm drunk at the bar with this guy who worked for me. I'm so drunk that I'm on top of the bar drinking and singing People Who Need People. Meanwhile, the guy who works for me is calling the boss, telling him that the guy who runs the show is singing People Who Need People on the bar. I drink about every booze. So I get back down. There's four girls in the place and us two. There was two reasonably decent looking girls, and two just gargantuan, like, you wouldn't even want to sweep them under your rug. You would just want to just, you know, forget them.
What were you drinking?
I don't know, I was just drinking everything they had.
Before the Remy, probably.
Yeah, this is years and years ago.
Beer goggles in effect?
No, I was just drunk. There's beer goggles. My eyes didn't even work. They shut hours ago. My legs weren't even in effect.
Would I have slept with them?
Just shut up. How about that?
Carry on, I want to hear that.
All right. So my buddy's just like, look, we can spend about 20 minutes and get these hot chicks over here. They weren't hot. You know, they were, you know, like, not despicable.
Yeah.
And then he's like, or we can get these two girls over here right now. And I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. You deal with it. I get back out. He's got his arm around one girl with, like, a single horn and her ears flapping off. The other girl's just got, like, a zit that looked like, you know, the Alps, you know. Like, something's gushing out of her nose. She got no teeth. And at that point, I'm just like... Whatever. So the one girl had to go home and get shaved.
Oh, God.
Luckily, that wasn't my girl, because my girl didn't have to clean up, you know, the playing field like that. God. She just went out there running. So we get back to the hotel, and luckily I couldn't get it hard enough to actually screw her officially. I just had to throw it in, you know, duffel bag style. But it was just sideways. And this again, for my family out there, this was years ago. I was in a bad place. So
he always says that.
So in the middle of the night, I realized that I didn't finish because I was too drunk and I was too disgusted with what I was looking at. So I woke up at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and this girl, who I'll just refer to as Bertha. We'll refer to her as Bertha. And she is drinking the swill out of about 30 empty cans throughout the room and smoking cigarette butts out of the ashtrays.
Didn't you wake up at 6 in the morning, like, with half an eye closed, and you just see her roaming around this sick college house trying to find, like, the last...
That's what I was just saying.
Beer.
She was drinking the swill out. And then my buddy's in the room with me because we had to stay in the same hotel room. And she's sitting there watching Geraldo at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning drinking
Ew.
Swill and smoking butts.
Smoking
and she pulled
butts.
Out the floor and half butts.
Like, not
yeah,
even
butts.
Cigarettes.
Half the beers cigarette. She was drinking had butts in them. And he grabs the... Shut up. And he grabs the remote control out of her hand, wings against the wall, busts the remote control, turns off the TV. I wake up, it's still dark. I realize that she's still in the room. She's laying on the floor, passed out on top of, like, busted beer bottles and stuff. I get in the shower. I'm in the shower for maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Did you skip the part that you humped her?
No, I already told you about that. I threw it in a duffel bag.
I
couldn't get hard enough, so I had to toss in a duffel bag.
She was lighting up the butts of cigarettes, like, Like, when people are finished with their cigarettes, they just throw them, and she's picking them up and lighting them up just to get a few more smokes.
Yeah, so I'm
about those days.
Are we done? Can I continue?
Go ahead.
All right, thanks. So there I was, waking up. I wake up next to this Neanderthal, and I was like, fuck, so I got to go into the shower. I sit in the shower for 3.5 hours. Wallpaper's peeling. I'm like, she's for sure gone. Meanwhile, my buddy's outside holding her. She wanted to leave, and he's like, no, he's going to want to give you a kiss goodbye. I get out of the shower looking like a prune. I look like I'm just wrinkled from head to toe. My skin's white. It's almost transparent. And I'm just like, oh, man. I come out of there, steam rolls out of the door, and she comes running up with her one tooth on the bottom. Looks brown. It looks like a brown piece of coral reef. I can see right through it. She comes up. She kisses me. I walk her out the door, lock every lock on the door, flip my mattress, close the blinds, turn off the TV, and turn the phone off the hook, and I hid there for 48 hours.
Oh, man.
That was Chambersburg.
How many teeth did she have?
One. It was on the bottom. It looked like coral reef. It looked like sponge. it's gone by now. It was gone. I might have knocked it out of there, giving her a kiss. Wind. If she would walk down the street and smile while she was moving, it would have been knocked out.
Yo, have you heard from her since?
Yeah.
Heard from her? I don't even know her name. Why would I hear from her? Heard from her. Like, we exchanged information. Like I gave her my number and my address. Yeah, we get together during the holidays. I'm going to see her in a couple weeks.
Dude,
yeah.
A gnarly rainstorm could knock her tooth out.
A gnarly rainstorm? I don't know. Wind could knock it out? Maybe a change in the weather. It just an angry smile.
Driving in a convertible.
Could knock it out.
You think her in a convertible?
A convertible. She couldn't afford a convertible. It was like a 1972 freaking Pinto. A convertible. She's driving around in a soap truck or like just something. She's not driving. She's living in a cardboard box.
Damn.
God bless her soul. I love you if you're listening.
Damn. God bless your soul, Dunn, after that one.
Man.
I wonder if she ever, seen what a toothbrush looks like.
A toothbrush? She'd have to look it up in the dictionary to go buy one.
Okay. It would literally, she'd really be using it instead of a teeth brush.
No, she's not going to touch with a toothbrush. She would have to take one of those water picks and put it on low just to breeze across the thing to not aggravate the veins holding it on. The only thing holding that thing together right now is she probably put some epoxy in there because that thing was dead.
Dumb, what kind of outfit did she have on?
Oh, like I remember. She had one tooth. One goddamn, do you think I could focus on anything else when I'm trying to shove my dick in sideways and see the one tooth? I don't know what she was wearing. She could have been wearing a freaking Shaw and, like, leather boots. I don't care. She could have been wearing tarmac. I don't give a shit.
Picture her going to the dentist. The dentist would be
dentist?
Like, where are they?
A dentist would be like, and, okay.
You're here for just, what?
Do you want a job?
So how do they look? Well, your gums have gingivitis, but I don't really see any teeth. I see one tooth.
I see shit stuck in the holes.
And it's rotten from meth.
Ew.
Man, I was top-notch back then.
I know, man.
You were in a bad place then, man.
Is that when you were driving that red Mustang or that red Trans Am?
No, it was way before that. It was back when I was driving that black Mustang I built out of junkyard parts. I'm not kidding. That's what it was. Remember that, Brandon?
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, Brandon came to my house one day. I built a car out of junkyard parts, and I called it Brandon. We're in, like, ninth grade. He comes over. We go to Home Depot and try and come up with a color that's the worst, and he comes up with shit-ass yellow. We go back to my house and paint my car with a roller. My parents walk out in the garage. There's paint everywhere. We're covered in paint, and we're painting my car with a roller, and then we put checkers on it. Drove to school with black spray paint on the side that says Ryan sucks on a yellow, canary yellow car.
It was awesome.
That's what I drove.
Remember when you drove past Minus to wave hi to your buddy, and then you slid in the leaves right into a tree?
I hit it so hard the headlights were facing each other. My finger got stuck between the windshield and the steering wheel, so I couldn't get out, so I just had to sit there and take the embarrassment. Everybody stared at me. I couldn't get out because I was stuck in there. I'm just like, all right, and all these cars are going all slow. The thing's all smoking. 30 seconds before that, in my mind, I was the man. I was like, this is the best car ever. This is the hottest shit on earth.
Who was the guy you were waving hi to?
I was waving hi to Kevin.
Just
Kevin
picture
Priest.
What Kevin was thinking. Like, you know, his buddies drive by like, yo, man. Like, yo, what's up, dude? Like,
boom, right through his head.
Like, he probably thought that you were, like, trying to make him laugh or something.
No, he didn't think I was trying to make him laugh. I pegged that thing. I was, like, 2 feet in the air on that tree. And he's just, he has his hand in the air, and I know you can't see me doing this on the radio, but he's got his hand in the air waving at me because I'm cruising past thinking I'm the coolest, and then he's just like, and his hand slowly slows down as it sees it flying into the tree, and then I hit the tree and his hand's just in the air, and now he's got a frown, his hand goes slowly back into his pocket and walks over to recover me from the wreckage.
Was the hood all steaming and stuff?
The hood was off. The hood flew off. There was an engine showing. The headlights were facing each other. There was oil spruing up onto the windshield, and I'm stuck with my fucking middle finger stuck between the windshield and the steering wheel. That's the only thing that was holding me in, a finger. And I'm just wanting to run into the woods and just, you know, suck my thumb and cry, but I can't because I'm stuck in this wreckage of something I thought was the coolest thing 12 seconds earlier.
Before the wreck, you were a legend in your own mind.
How did we even get started on this?
So, Novak, you really had to punch in with that, huh?
It's just so good, man. I can just make myself laugh.
Really,
for
I
years.
Thought, seriously, I was Burt Reynolds for a second, and all of a sudden I was like, that guy Screech. That was him. Actually, I kind of like Screech. I could come with a better analogy, but I'm just not that funny.
All right, Ryan, well, your stories just took us past the time of our show, so there's some other show that's getting ready to start, so we need to end this. And, Brandon, I pulled a prank call for you out of the vault, out of CKY Volume 2, and this is the best phone call ever.
Oh, which one?
We called this random number, and it happened to be some guy who was, like, hung up. He was, like, in an IV or some shit, like, in a hospital bed. No, and we were such dickheads at the time that he just decided, Brandon decided to play a doctor and say he was taking the wrong medication.
Oh, my God.
Dude, don't even play that one.
Oh, this God. Is Dr. Moderock prank call on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Oh, oh no. And goodbye.
Are you a doctor?
Yes.
Are you talking about my condition?
Yes. Are you okay?
You're not Dr. Moderock, are you?
Sir, I am Dr. Moderock and Hannibal, and BA is coming too.
Huh?
Are you okay? Has the nurse left you alone again?
No, well, look, go on. I'm only here for an hour. I'm all right.
No, you're not going to be all right.
Yeah.
No.
Where are you calling from?
Now, who is there watching you?
What?
Who's there? You need some supervision if you're going to be lighting off those...
You talk so fast. Talk slow.
You want to see how slow I can talk?
Boy, I don't know. I just finished talking to Dr. Madrock. Do you know him?
This is Dr. Stevenson, Dr. Aramark's comrade.
Now see, you're talking a little slower, Stevenson. Yeah, well, Dr. Madrock just told me he had a second medicine in reserve in case the one he gave me now for my bladder condition, if it didn't work. And I said I only took one pill and it worked beautiful.
Shut up. Listen.
Hey?
What? I was talking to my nurse. I'm sorry about that. I would never tell you to shut up. Now, listen, what did Dr. Madrock tell you exactly about the prognosis that he had given you? Because we had a little problem with the medicine he prescribed. We didn't want you to take it yet. Have you taken anything for it?
I took one pill of the one that he prescribed.
You took it already?
Huh?
You didn't take it yet, did you? The stuff Dr. Madrock prescribed for you.
I told him I took it.
Oh, my Lord. All right, listen to me. Don't panic. Listen to me. You're going to need to call somebody to pick you up and get you over to the hospital. It's not serious. It's very serious.
Which hospital?
Get to the nearest one. Where are you located? Madrock didn't tell me where you were located.
Yeah, and I was taken over to the hospital.
Well, if you can get back to... Were you at the surgery center?
Surgery clinic? No, I don't...
Well, now, see, they're moving things back and forth over there. What color is a pussy?
I don't know.
Of course you don't know, because the medicine is getting to you. You're seeing psychedelic pussies everywhere because of the medicine.
Da-na-na. I feel all right.
No, well, you will feel all right till it sets in. That's why you're going to need to lay down, strap yourself in with Velcro shoes, and get justice immediately. Dr. Medoff should be there any minute. When he knocks at the door, yell, come in. I'm gonna...
I don't... serious? There's nothing joking.
Now listen, I'm a doctor. Any other person that would talk to me.
Now I just finished with
Dr. Murdoch is here. We're smoking crack. Oh, Vera, lay off. Vera.
Radio Band. That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.